everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Active buying quickly moved into the livestock trade today as traders quickly offset pressure late last week. This has created some additional optimism in all livestock trade, leading to triple-digit gains. Corn futures, meanwhile, were mixed today in moderate trade. July corn futures about a quarter of a cent lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones, 133 points higher. NASDAQ, up 113 points. Over in live cattle, active buyer support has returned to the complex, with traders quickly and aggressively backing away from late-week losses. Following the uncertainty with tariff levels on Mexican products, the market is showing signs of relief that a deal has been reached in order for trade to continue unrestricted. This could add for additional long-term support to live cattle trade, but traders are closely focusing on the ability to develop sustained support in beef values. Cash cattle interest remains quiet today with limited overall direction developing here today. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were mixed, up $1.55 in select and down 70 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 47 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, active buying has quickly moved into the cattle trade, with feeder cattle futures holding gains of $2 to $2.50 per hundredweight higher throughout most of the day. The renewed confidence is helping to instill stronger support across the entire market, with traders looking for firmness to develop throughout the rest of the complex. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade flat to a penny higher as trade consolidates near its two-week lows. Soybean trade 5 to 8 cents higher today, with buying returning during the day session and range-bound action ongoing. Meal was $3 to $4 higher and oil 5 to 15 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 2 cents lower, with trade following the lead of the row crops this morning and spread trade fairly stable to open up the week. The Kansas-Chicago spread narrowed to 26 cents before swinging back to 58 cents this week, with wider action before flattening as we opened up this week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.